Agentic AI and jobless growth. Facts and scenarios behind the white-collar job crisis. Agentic AI may automate some office tasks and reduce new hiring, but the share of exposed tasks should not be interpreted as a layoff rate. Mass unemployment and a financial crisis are possible risk scenarios, not a predetermined future, and job quality, income, and debt data must be examined together. The share of jobs or tasks exposed to AI is not the same as the share of jobs that will actually disappear. There is no established empirical evidence supporting the claim that 30-40% of white-collar jobs will become unnecessary within a few years. The claim that U.S. mortgage balances are 12 times GDP is inconsistent with the scale shown in official statistics, and simply comparing outstanding debt with annual GDP also has limitations. The impact of AI may first appear as reduced hiring for entry-level positions, internships, and support roles rather than immediate layoffs of existing employees. The unemployment rate alone cannot fully capture reduced working hours, underemployment, stagnant income, and the instability of platform work. Agentic AI is an AI system that breaks down human-defined goals into multiple steps and uses tools and data to perform work within a defined scope. This technology can reduce repetitive tasks in white-collar work, but the conclusion that it will immediately cause mass layoffs and a financial crisis has not yet been proven. The key is to distinguish among tasks that can technically be automated, tasks that companies will actually automate, jobs that will disappear, and employment changes across the economy. Converting task exposure rates into layoff rates without these distinctions can exaggerate or misdiagnose the risks. What is agentic AI? While conventional conversational AI focuses on answering questions or creating drafts, agentic AI is designed to carry out the following processes continuously to achieve a goal. Break down the goal into detailed tasks. Select the necessary information and tools. Perform actions such as searching, drafting documents, executing code, and entering information into systems. Review the results and adjust the next steps. Repeat the work until predefined termination conditions are met. Companies can apply it to classifying customer inquiries, drafting reports, organizing sales materials, testing software, coordinating schedules, and entering data. However, because of issues involving access control, privacy protection, error propagation, auditability, and legal liability, fully autonomous operation is not always economical or safe. Task automation and job displacement are different. A job is a bundle of multiple tasks. Even if AI handles research or document summarization, people can continue to persuade customers, grant final approval, handle exceptions, and make accountability judgments. Conversely, if automatable tasks are central to a job and a company redesigns its workflows as well, this can lead to workforce reductions. Concept meaning correct interpretation, AI exposure, the possibility that AI may affect some tasks within a job, does not mean layoffs are certain. Automation, a system directly performs tasks previously done by people. Actual adoption requires meeting cost, accuracy, and regulatory conditions. Augmentation, AI expands human productivity or the scope of work. The same workforce can produce more output. Job displacement, labor demand for the job materially declines accompanied by organizational restructuring and hiring or layoff decisions. Net employment affect the difference between jobs lost and jobs created varies by industry, occupation, region, and period. The IMF analyzed that approximately 40% of global employment could be affected by AI, with higher exposure in advanced economies. This is an estimate of potential impact, not a prediction that the same percentage of workers will lose their jobs. In some exposed work, AI may augment labor and increase productivity and wages. The ILO's occupation level analysis also finds that clerical and administrative occupations have relatively high exposure to generative AI. However, it generally assesses that changes in job content are more likely than the disappearance of entire jobs. Major claims that require verification, the claim that 30-50% of white-collar work is meaningless clicking the fact that white-collar work includes many repetitive data entry, reporting, and approval procedures is separate from the judgment that all such work is useless. Some procedures are necessary even if they do not directly produce output, including controls, record retention, and regulatory compliance. The claim that a particular Stanford study defined 30-50% of all white-collar work as meaningless clicking is difficult to verify unless the paper's title, study population, and measurement methods are provided. The fact that companies continued operating during periods of remote work also does not prove that the same proportion of all white-collar jobs is unnecessary. The claim that 30-40% of white-collar workers will be laid off within 3-5 years current major studies estimate AI exposure, the potential for task automation, or companies' hiring plans. These figures cannot be directly converted into actual layoff rates. Adoption costs, error rates, regulations, wages, customer preferences, labor contracts, and new demand all affect actual employment outcomes. The World Economic Forum's 2025 employer survey compiled responses indicating that structural changes could create 170 million jobs and displace 92 million jobs by 2030. This is a scenario combining the outlooks of participating companies, not a definitive prediction or an estimate of AI's effects alone. The claim that half of graduates from prestigious universities cannot find jobs a conclusion that half of the graduates from a particular university or degree program could not find jobs requires consistent survey criteria. Employment rates vary greatly depending on the timing of the survey, response rate, whether entrepreneurship and further education are included, and how people who have stopped looking for work are treated. Figures without a verified official employment report or study population are difficult to use as evidence for the overall labor market. Why new hiring may decline first in the early stages of AI adoption. It is easier for companies to leave vacancies unfilled or reduce entry-level hiring than to dismiss existing employees. Entry-level tasks involving substantial digital information processing, such as internships, research assistants, information gathering, basic coding, and document review, may be particularly affected. This change poses a long-term problem. Entry-level work is both a basic production activity and a training process through which new workers learn industry knowledge and judgment. If companies automate only entry-level tasks without rebuilding their talent development systems, they may later face a shortage of skilled mid-career workers. However, there is no basis for generalizing that all internship and research assistant work has already been replaced by AI. The level of AI use, security restrictions, and verification costs vary greatly across organizations and fields. How AI investment could produce jobless growth investment in data centers, semiconductors, power grids, and software can increase construction and capital expenditures, contributing to GDP. If AI raises the productivity of existing workers, it can also enable more output to be produced with the same amount of labor time. However, GDP growth does not automatically guarantee income growth for most households. If ownership of AI infrastructure and intellectual property is concentrated among a small number of companies and investors, while labor demand does not increase sufficiently, the gap between capital income and labor income may widen. How GDP can grow while economic conditions feel weak indicators to monitor capital-intensive AI investment increases, but creates little permanent employment capital expenditures. Employment by industry, post-construction operating staff productivity gains are allocated more to profits than wages. Labor income share, real wages, corporate profits, high-wage professionals benefit from AI augmentation, while middle-tier jobs contract wages and job postings by occupation. Changes by wage percentile, declining entry-level employment, delays young people's entry into the labor market youth employment. Rate, time to first job, internship and entry-level postings, regional data center investment is concentrated in specific areas investment by region, electricity costs, tax revenue and employment effects, a particular company's data center plans, or announced investment amounts must be distinguished from actual expenditures. When comparing total project costs with a country's GDP, it is also necessary to determine whether the spending is spread over several years, how much imported equipment is included, and whether there is any double counting. Changes the unemployment rate may miss in the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Household Survey. People who worked at least 1 hour for pay or profit during the survey reference week are classified as employed. Under U.S. standards, unpaid family workers must work at least 15 hours in a family business to be classified as employed. Therefore, it is inaccurate to say that anyone who does even a small amount of unpaid work is considered employed. An unemployed person is not simply someone without a job. Under U.S. standards, a person must have no job, be available for work, and have actively looked for work during the previous 4 weeks. Someone who gives up looking for work may move from the unemployed population to the economically inactive population. Counting gig workers as employed is not itself a statistical error. The problem is that the unemployment rate alone cannot measure the quantity and quality of work. The following indicators should also be considered: labor force participation rate and employment rate, weekly working hours, and involuntary part-time employment, U6. The broad measure of labor underutilization proportions of multiple job holders and self-employed workers, real hourly wages and household income discouraged workers, and the long-term unemployed coverage of social protections such as unemployment insurance, paid leave, and retirement benefits. How are weaker consumption and a debt crisis connected? If AI substantially increases unemployment among high-income white-collar workers, it could affect consumption and debt repayment. However, several conditions would need to be met simultaneously for this to lead to a financial crisis. The employment shock is sufficiently large and persistent. Displaced workers lack sufficient liquid assets and unemployment benefits. Delinquencies spread across mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, and other debt. Falling home prices reduce available collateral. Financial institutions' loss absorption capacity and credit supply weaken. Fiscal and monetary policy fail to cushion the shock. The 2008 financial crisis was not caused simply by rising unemployment. Weak lending standards, falling home prices, complex securitized products, financial institutions' leverage, and reliance on short-term funding all contributed. Even if an AI-driven employment shock occurs in the future, it cannot be assumed that events will unfold exactly as they did in 2008. Is the claim that the U.S. mortgage market is 12 times GDP true? It is inconsistent with the scale shown in official statistics. According to New York Fed data, outstanding U.S. household mortgage balances were approximately $12.6 trillion in the fourth quarter of 2024, while nominal U.S. GDP for the same year, as measured by the BEA, was approximately $29 trillion. Outstanding mortgage balances were less than half of annual GDP, not 12 times GDP. More fundamentally, mortgages are a stock of outstanding debt at a particular point in time, while GDP is a flow of value added produced over a period. The two figures can be used for a rough comparison of the scale of risk, but they should not be interpreted as the same type of indicator. Assessing financial stability requires considering delinquency rates, borrower creditworthiness, loan-to-value ratios, home prices, and banks' capital ratios together. The Federal Reserve's ability to respond cannot be predetermined. The Federal Reserve conducts monetary policy under authority granted by law, but debates over political pressure and institutional independence may continue. A claim that a crisis will occur in a particular year, and that the central bank will fail to respond appropriately, is a scenario that includes political and institutional assumptions beyond an economic forecast. Crisis response also involves more than policy rates and quantitative easing. Liquidity provision, supervision of financial institutions, deposit protection, fiscal support, and unemployment safety nets all work together. Policy effectiveness varies depending on inflation, government debt, and the soundness of financial institutions at the time. Early warning indicators for assessing risk, whether AI is actually intensifying jobless growth, should preferably be assessed through simultaneous changes in the following indicators. Area early warning indicator example of a risk signal: hiring entry level and internship postings. Hiring rate, vacancy rate, entry level hiring declines persistently even as total employment holds steady. Employment quality: working hours, involuntary part-time work, U6 working hours, and income. Even though the number of employed people does not distribution of productivity gains, productivity, real wages, labor income share productivity rises, while median wages stagnate. Household finances, credit card, auto loan, and mortgage delinquency rates, delinquencies rise simultaneously across several types of loans. Corporate behavior: AI investment, labor costs, headcount. By job category, AI spending increases alongside white-collar workforce reductions, youth entry, youth employment rate. Time to first job, post-graduation unemployment becomes structurally prolonged. The direction of the macroeconomy should not be determined based on one or two layoff announcements or AI investment plans. Employment data by industry, corporate finances, household credit, wages, and working hours must be tracked together. Responses that businesses and policymakers can prepare. Businesses evaluate the benefits of automation and the costs of errors at the task level, rather than for entire jobs. Design training and apprenticeship programs to replace entry-level tasks eliminated by AI. In addition to workforce reductions, consider shorter working hours, internal transfers, and sharing productivity gains. Require human approval, logging, and appeal procedures for high-risk work. Governments and educational institutions rapidly measure working hours, income, underemployment, and platform labor in addition to unemployment. Link transitional income support and retraining to actual hiring demand. Expand paid apprenticeships, internships, and on-the-job training so young people can begin their careers. Assess the distribution of productivity gains and electricity and regional costs resulting from AI infrastructure investment. Review systems so that unemployment insurance and social insurance also cover temporary, multiple job, and platform workers. Conclusion: the risk that agentic AI will put pressure on white-collar and youth employment while concentrating productivity gains among capital owners is a real policy challenge. In particular, declining new hiring may appear before mass layoffs while also undermining the development of the future skilled workforce. However, claims that 30-40% of white-collar jobs will soon disappear or that the U.S. mortgage market is 12 times GDP require verification of their evidence and units. AI exposure is not the unemployment rate, and GDP growth does not automatically determine employment, wages, or consumption outcomes. What is needed is not definitive doomsaying, but continuous monitoring that connects changes in tasks, hiring, working hours, income distribution, and delinquency data.